Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
If it's your first time joining us, welcome aboard. If you're a longtime listener, thank you so much for being a part of our Auto World family as we bring you the latest from the automotive news every week at this very same time on this very same great radio station. My name is Bob Long, and in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors, one of my favorite guys, Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and we're going to be talking about all the stories making headlines in the Motor City and around the automotive world. Telephone-wise, you can reach us very easily. We've got, one, two, three, four, five, six lines available for you at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email anytime throughout the broadcast or throughout the week, bob@autoworldradio.com. Very simple, bob@autoworldradio.com, or as a backup, once in a while, you get bounce backs there, because I do get a lot of emails, bob@boblongradio.com. Well, as I mentioned a moment ago, this guy's one of my favorites in the automotive world. He is an esteemed automotive journalist, a juror on the North American Car of the Year jury, and also a contributor to all kinds of publications worldwide. He is also a contributor to National Public Radio and has a wonderful website, which he is publisher of. It is called the Detroit Bureau, the voice of the automotive world. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show the one, the only, Mr. Paul Eisenstein. Hi there, Paul. How are you doing?
Hey, Bob. Wow, I feel flattered. Thank you very much.
Well, why don't we begin by talking about a story that I continue to get emails on, and it's not something that I like to talk a whole lot about here on the program, but lots of people are still upset about this General Motors recall and the ignition switch scenario problem and the way it was handled and the congressional hearings and everything else. Paul, why don't we just take a step back for a moment and explain the situation, where it's been, where it has gone, and where it stands right now.
It's an interesting and very fluid story. I'll tell you something, Bob. I have a big magazine story I'm supposed to be writing for somebody on the issue of recalls, and I keep postponing it because every time I think I know the story, something else happens, and you just wind up saying, hey, let's wait and see where the story moves. So at the moment, where we are is that General Motors has had more cars recalled in a year than any other manufacturer, as far as I know, in history. In the United States alone, over 17.7 million vehicles and about 20 million worldwide. A significant number of them, 2.6 million, were recalled for that ignition switch problem. But they have since had a series of other ignition-related problems. In these cases, they appear to be keys or key designs of all things. So, for example, they have recalled every Camaro built since 2010.
Wow.
Because that uses that switchblade key. Many people have that on various cars where the key, you press a button and it sort of pops out like a switchblade.
Mm-hmm.
And if you bump that with your knee, you could inadvertently switch the car out of the on position. Then they have, what was it, 3-some million vehicles that were recalled this past, about a week ago, because they have keys that are designed in such a way that if you have a heavy key ring, they can, well, basically, you create leverage. You put a lot of junk on your key, and the key could inadvertently turn and, again, take the car out of the run position. But they've had braking problems. They've had fire risk problems, on and on and on. Now, one of the questions, Bob, is GM really, has it been building over the last decade or so such terribly unsafe cars, or have they reached the point now where under congressional pressure they are essentially recalling everything? You know, in the past, they used to be not just recalls, but the manufacturers used to do these hidden warranties and technical service bulletins, where if you had a complaint, you'd go to the dealer and you'd say, hey, you know what, my transmission is acting real funny and occasionally won't shift. And they would do the repair for you, sometimes free, even out of warranty. And you'd think, oh, wow, that was really good. And it turns out that it was a near-recallable issue that they just didn't issue a recall on. And now it appears General Motors is issuing recalls for just about anything and everything that they used to just handle, like I said, with these secret warranties.
Interesting move, Paul. And how is it affecting General Motors' sales of 2014-2015 models? Have we seen any impact of all this negative news affecting sales going out the door with new models?
Isn't this the greatest irony of all? There's a lawsuit out there, which was filed this past week, a class action lawsuit, in which the legal beagles out at a law firm in Seattle claim if people had known about all of GM's problems, they wouldn't have bought or they would have paid less. Well, the reality is not only are GM's sales numbers increasing faster than the overall recovery of the U.S. automotive market, but people are paying record prices for GM vehicles, even as GM cuts incentives. So in reality, I think the simple question is, has GM's recall problems affected GM's sales? Not at all. No.
Interesting. Well, GM, no question about it, is building some world-class products. I mean, we've both seen it over the last few years, especially. I mean, they've really raised the bar, and, you know, it's easy enough for the executives at GM to kind of blame a lot of this stuff on the old GM, and this is now the new GM. But nevertheless, this is a big story, and one we'll continue to cover here, because I don't think we've heard the end of this one yet, Paul, as you said.
Not even close. No, not at all. As you probably reported in some of your earlier shows, Bob, you know, we saw 15 executives fired, five more punished for their role in the problem with the GM ignition switches. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and some of the questions still have not been clearly answered. We really don't fully understand how broad a problem this is at GM. In fact, somebody I know asked a very interesting question. He said, if that so-called neglect and incompetence that we saw in the report, the Volucas report that was issued, done by an outside firm given free rein to look at GM. He said, if this was so bad, why don't we see even more of these problems at GM? You would think that there'd be these issues everywhere.
That's a really good point. Absolutely. Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher of the Detroit Bureau. If you would like to chime in, it's 855-660-4261 or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. We'll continue to talk about the GM story here over, no doubt, the next several months. It will, in my opinion, continue to drag on. But one of the cool stories that you've got right up on the homepage of the DetroitBureau.com right now, I think, is very apropos, and that's Americans admit to dangerous behaviors while driving. A recent poll is showing more people are recognizing that they're driving in a distracted mode.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? There was a Harris poll that just came out that looked at, asked people, you know, how well do they drive, and what sort of bad behaviors, do they engage in? And it's surprising how many people say even having one or two drinks is a little bit risky. At the same time, how many people admit that they've done just that, or text, or everything else? I think when it comes down to it, most of us admit that at one point or another, we've just taken a risk and done something which we probably shouldn't have while we're behind the wheel.
No doubt about it. You see it every day when you're out driving around. And we'd love to hear from you folks on distracted driving. Shoot us an email or give us a call, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World live all across North America. Don't go away.
Great
minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with
Bob Long. Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
You're in luck because we have one of the best guys in the industry with us for the entire hour. He is Paul Eisenstein, esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Hello to everybody listening on our great station in the Windsor, Detroit area. It's the information station, AM 800 CKLW. Much thanks to Keith and the entire crew there as we continue to get a tremendous response from that magnificent magnificent radio station. Paul, recently you had the opportunity to take a look at the latest rendition of the Mercedes-Benz CLS for 2015. I've always been a fan of the CLS and haven't been in one for quite some time, but this vehicle really revolutionized, design-wise, the industry, because it was arguably the first four-door coupe, and since then we've seen so many other manufacturers come along with vehicles in a similar vein.
It's interesting that it did create an entirely new class of vehicle. CLS, you may recall, Bob, has been around since, I think 2005 model year, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
They redid it in 2010, and now they're doing an update 15. But let's talk about what's happened with the segment, and then we can get back to the new model. If you look out there, it's hard to find a traditional squared-off sedan anymore, whether they are almost hatchbacks like the Audi A7 or the coupe sedans that BMW has come up with. They have this whole series of these grand coupes,
mm-hmm.
with the 2, 4, and 6 models now. And we think they're probably going to come up with an H series, but even in the mainstream, look at the Hyundai Sonata or the Ford Fusion. Coupe-like designs have taken over for the classic squared-off sedan, and Mercedes really gets credit for creating this new segment.
It certainly has created a new segment, and I like it. I mean, of course, I'm on the smaller size, and don't necessarily in personal vehicles that I would own spend much time in the back seat. So, you know, I'll trade a little bit of headroom for that extra style, little extra flash, a little bit more of a coupe-like profile, and by the response from the industry, it looks like there are a lot of people who are in that same mindset, Paul.
Yeah, very definitely. Now, some of these vehicles, the CLS is expensive, and it's not one of the biggest sellers out there, and neither are the two, the various BMW Grand Coupes, but the fact is that across the board, we have seen this influence, this coupe-like styling, affect almost every sedan. As I said, you really don't find any of the mm-hmm. classic squared-off sedans anymore. So whether you go out there and aggressively buy a coupe-like sedan, you know, in that particular niche that takes things over the top, or you just get a more stylish sedan, this look has really changed things. Now, it's interesting because it creates a bit of a box for Mercedes-Benz, as you may recall, Bob, when they updated the CLS in 2010, mm-hmm. it was a challenge for them, because how do you take something that was so revolutionary and do it again? And they decided, let's stick with the basic look, and we'll change some of the grille shapes and flare the fenders a little bit differently and go with new headlights and so on. And frankly, they are playing it a bit safe again with
mm-hmm.
the new 2015. So instead of going with a radical redesign, what they've done is largely changed just a little bit of the front end, a little more aggressive on the air scoops, the grille slightly revised. The biggest change, and this is the one that is fascinating, is the new headlight system. They've gone to what they call a multi-beam LED system. It has, how many is it, like 24 LEDs, if I remember correctly. I may be off on that number a bit, but something like 24 LEDs. And what's amazing is that these beams can not only be, they can brighten or darken as necessary in like 250 steps, but they
amazing.
Can also, some of them can be turned so that you have the main beam still pointing straight ahead while some of the outside beams point into a corner. And here it gets even cooler. The system uses the camera system. Mercedes, a lot of their safety systems rely on a camera mounted at the top of the windshield. It can use the camera to tell where the road's going. So, for example, you go into a traffic circle. It can tell that there's a traffic circle and start pointing the light ahead of time into the turn, even before you're starting the turn. But the system also is able to look at the navigation system and get information from the navi about what the road is doing and, again, adjust the headlights accordingly.
Isn't that cool? absolutely amazing LED lighting system in the updated 2015 Mercedes CLS. Interestingly enough, here I got an email regarding a Mercedes-Benz product, a Mercedes product that I personally haven't had the chance to get behind the wheel of, and that's the new entry-level Mercedes-Benz. Jamie has dropped us a note here from Cleveland, Ohio, and Jamie says she's interested in the new Mercedes CLA or the AMG variant, the CLA 45 AMG, and wants to know both of our opinions. Paul, since I have not driven either one of these vehicles, this is a vehicle that's received some mixed reviews. What was your opinion of both the regular CLA 250 as well as the AMG variant?
Well, let's start with the base car. It depends on what you're looking for. If you really value having the TriStar on your vehicle, you know, you get a lot for your money that way. But if you're looking for the best drive, it's not really up to the driving standards of the C-Class for a few thousand bucks more. It's a beautiful vehicle, but it is a little bit rough. It's not quite got the classic Mercedes refinement. The engine, the whole drivetrain on the AMG versions is aggressive. It's very quick. It's what I believe, Bob, it has the highest output per liter, specific power, as they call it, on the market, or very close to it now. So, I mean, it's a tremendous performer. But some folks have a bit of a problem with the vehicle, and I have to agree that I'm not as impressed with the refinement level of the CLA as I'd like to be. That said, I think it's still a pretty good machine. It just isn't quite as, well, sophisticated as I think a lot of us were hoping.
Yeah, thank you for the email, Jamie, and can't wait to get behind the wheel of both of them and get my opinion as well. But you definitely got to salute the AMG variant with its tiny 2-liter engine putting out 350 horsepower and having all-wheel drive. But as Paul said, you can probably get a much more refined vehicle in the C-Class, so I would definitely steer you in that direction, Jamie.
Yeah, Bob, I would also add, forgive me for cutting you off, I would also add that I think that the more refined vehicle in that segment is probably the new Audi A3. I think it's just a little bit more refined, though, you know, still very, very affordable.
Absolutely. When we come back on the other side, we'll continue to talk about some new product, including the 2015 Hyundai Genesis. We'll talk about Jag, the brand, the F-Type in particular, and Harley-Davidson motorcycles, all straight ahead. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1-month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. us from the freeze-dry guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze-dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half-cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway one-month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the toll-free line is available for you at 855-660-4261. The name of the program is Auto World. I am your host, Bob Long, along with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, esteemed automotive journalist, contributor to NPR, and truly one of the top guys in the entire automotive world. Let's remind folks, Paul, about all the goodies that folks can take advantage of, and the good part here in 2014, this is something you don't hear that often, 100% free at the DetroitBureau.com.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Yes, you can find out pretty much anything you want to know about the automotive world, whether you're looking for news, reviews, spy shots, you're looking for tips, you're looking for safety information, you just want to stay on top of the latest recall information. You can come to the site. The site is free. So are our newsletters. You can get a daily newsletter. Heck, we'll send you an update every time we post the story if you're that into the automotive world. Weekly or monthly newsletters, RSS feeds, and of course we also have Twitter feeds. And as you said, Bob, they're all free.
Excellent. Let's talk about some new product. Hyundai has recently introduced to the press the second generation of its Genesis Coupe. I mean, it's Genesis sedan, I should say, the big sedan, which really blew away a lot of people in its first generation. Mm-hmm. Offered both in a V6 and V8 configuration, and they've really raised the bar here for 2015, Paul. I haven't been in this one either. Tell our listeners all about this all-new Genesis, which is quite distinctive in design.
Yeah, the Genesis really was a groundbreaking vehicle. Was it the breakthrough styling that you saw with the CLS, which of course we talked about a few minutes ago? No. It was a bit of a Me Too vehicle when it came out in terms of design. But it showed that the Koreans were in the game to play hard. You know, up till then, the Koreans basically had been how should we put it politely? Cheap and cheerful. Was that the best way to describe it?
Very good. I like that.
Yeah. The Korean products were pretty much focused on getting the cheapest price, and you sacrificed a lot in terms of features, performance, and so on. And the Genesis came along and really shocked everybody. The styling was good. I don't want to downplay it. It just wasn't breakthrough. But it was a great value as opposed to just being a cheap car. There was a lot of value for the money. Well, Mercedes, BMW, all these guys better worry, because right now Hyundai has stepped up another notch. First of all, the design of the 2015 Genesis is much more striking than the earlier vehicle. They've got a brand new grille design. They've got really cool headlight design. The overall look, yep, again, you see a little bit of the influence of that coupe-like sedan, much more muscular, and got the powertrain to go with it. They've got a nice V8 model, for example, and a nice 6. That 5-liter delivers 420 horsepower and 383 foot-pounds of torque. This is no lightweight. Even the small V6, it's a 3.8-liter. That's at, 311 horsepower, if I remember correctly, and about 293 pound-feet of torque. The car is loaded with the latest safety and tech and infotainment technology. The seats are nice. And where I'm particularly impressed is that they have made a significant effort to address the things that they fell short on with the original Genesis. Not only the fact that it was sort of a Me Too styling effort, but the fact that it also tended to still have some of the ride and handling issues that have plagued Hyundai. I think that's been their weakest link. The steering's a bit numb. It just doesn't have that really sporty feel that you expect out of a luxury sedan. Now, would I say that it's up to BMW quality at this point? No. I don't think the Genesis is quite the handler. It doesn't have quite that incredible man-machine, almost union that you get with a BMW. But it is a much improved ride and handling. It's a much more fun car to drive. And I think it's going to shock a lot of people, especially when you consider, you ready for this, Bob? You know what the price starts at?
It's very competitive. I believe it's like $38,000 or so.
You nailed it. $38,000 for a very good competitor to the likes of the BMW 5 Series or a Mercedes E-Class.
Wow, that is definitely something to put on the shopping list for a lot of our listeners. Another vehicle that has certainly done a lot for the brand and bringing folks into the dealership is the F-Type from Jag. The folks at Jaguar must be extraordinarily happy with the response to this vehicle, which is available in a convertible form and soon will be available in a coupe form. This is a beautiful vehicle. Ian Callum, chief stylist, the design director for Jag, is a great personal friend here of the show, and anything that Ian does, for the most part, is just outstanding, and this is one of his best works to date.
Yeah, I do agree with you. Ian's missed on a couple occasions. Let's be honest about it. I think he's missed it here and there, but not often. Ian really is a remarkable designer and has a great design team going for him. And if you look at the new F-Type, it is just luscious. I know more people, including my own wife, who would love to own an F-Type. Is it cheap? No, it's an expensive machine. That's one of the big challenges, but it's worth it. It's a delightful driving machine. It is a beautiful machine to look at. It is one of the most promising entries that we have seen from Jaguar in many, many years. And now, of course, we have added to the lineup not only the original convertible, which came out about a year ago, but now Jag has launched a new coupe version. I was lucky enough to drive the coupe about 2 months ago over in Spain, and I have to tell you, it's quite amazing, because as solid and planted as the convertible was, that coupe body added so much more stiffness that it's one of the most amazingly good handling vehicles on the road right now. I think Jaguar really hit a home run with this one.
It's a looker, too. I've seen a few on the highways and byways, and it definitely is attracting the right audience. I understand the same type of folks that normally get into to Porsche vehicles are cross-shopping this vehicle, and that's going to make the folks at JAG extremely happy.
Yeah, very definitely. They are seeing a sort of buyers that they have not seen in decades, if ever. There are a lot of people that are taking the new F-Type very, very seriously, and I have to say it's very clear why. It is a remarkable vehicle, and I think that anybody who is in that segment of the market looking at a product that doesn't consider the F-Type is making a serious mistake.
Let's talk about a really cool story that you put up a couple of days ago at the DetroitBureau.com, and that's about a futuristic motorcycle from the legendary brand Harley-Davidson.
Yeah, this is quite amazing. We've been hearing, Bob, a lot about electrification. That's the industry term for battery power. And right now, I think if you include everything from conventional hybrids up to plug-ins and full battery cars, you're looking at about 4 to 5% of the market now uses battery technology. We've also seen the motorcycle industry, motorcycle and scooter industry, begin to get into battery power, mostly overseas. It's very, very popular, particularly in China, and you can understand it. You know, people aren't driving very long distances. They're cleaner, and there's a big push to try to support the technology in a country plagued with pollution problems, air pollution problems. But the idea that people would go to electric bikes here in the United States is a stunner. There's a small company called Zero Motorcycles out there, and they've had some success. They've even been selling some of their bikes to some police departments. They're very fast. Remember, you can make a battery-powered vehicle, an electric vehicle, incredibly fast. But,
wow.
You know, there are some limits, things like range.
When we come back, Paul, why don't we talk more about this? Can't wait to hear. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Auto World Radio was brought to you in part by the good folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage, the number one spot on the internet for automotive and motorcycle gifts. And now you can save a full 15% off your entire order simply by using promo code BKG-Bob. That's BKG-Bob. Visit www.bustedknucklegarage.com.
Wash Drops is the unique wash and shine solution. Our scientific wash and shine formula produces amazing results using only one bucket of water and 1 ounce of Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. It really works. You don't need those full service or drive-through car washes. Use Wash Drops anywhere. Wash Drops, an evolution in car wash solutions. Keep it clean and stay in the green. Buy now at washdrops.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're live across North America. My name is Bob Long. Thank you so much for being here. Paul Eisenstein, esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, joins us. And we were talking before that hard network break about this futuristic electric battery bike from Harley-Davidson. And, Paul, you were pointing out the fact that one of the benefits of a battery or electric-powered vehicle is that instant off-the-line torque, and I could certainly see police departments taking advantage of this electric bike from Harley.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're going to see a lot of the police departments starting to rethink what sort of vehicles they use and where. Now, you're not going to see them on the highway necessarily out in the open road for patrol because they do have limited range. The bike is called the Livewire that Harley is showing off, and it is a prototype. Got to stress it so anybody who's interested. They're just testing the waters. They're asking the public for reaction. They will, by the way, tomorrow have a special preview in New York City for select Harley fans, and they will be taking it on the road over the next 2 years, expanding to Europe and Asia to get feedback on it. I wouldn't be surprised to see a production version of the Livewire hit the market within about three and a half years, because the reality is there's a lot of pressure, growing pressure in many parts of the world for electric bikes. Harley, while it's still very much an American manufacturer, has a growing market abroad. So I think that they are going to find a way to put this into production. There's that Zero Motorcycles is one manufacturer that's already out there, Bob, producing. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but already producing an electric bike.
I was not.
Yeah,
wow.
And so there's a real potential for us to see the electric bike market start to expand very, very, very much. There was a Navigant, I think, is the name of the company, and they do forecasting, and they estimated that the electric bike industry as a whole could be looking at growth in North America and Europe of as much as 30% compounded annually over the next decade. 30% growth. Now, you're starting from a near zero base, but the fact is, I think we're going to see a lot more electric bikes, and if Harley gets into this market, it's really going to tell a lot of people that electric bikes have to be taken seriously.
Got an email question here from Jeff in New Hampshire. He's looking for a used SUV in the mid-$20,000 range, manufactured between 2009 to 2012. He says his short list includes the Grand Cherokee from Jeep, the Pathfinder from Nissan, and Land Rover's LR2. And he wants to know which one of those three would be our pick. Paul, that's a tough one. I would go with a 2012 Grand Cherokee, the all-new Grand Cherokee.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I remember that thing got rave reviews. Did very well with the North American Truck of the Year award, and in general just has been very, very well received by journalists and by consumers alike. I think that would probably be my favorite pick out of the batch as well, but it's not a bad list. It's I think our listener has already made some of the right choices. And frankly, when it comes down to it, it's probably going to come to which vehicle feels most right for them when they actually go and take a test drive.
Absolutely. You put up a wonderful story at the DetroitBureau.com a few days back about how to save fuel in hot weather. We're officially into the summer now, and we hear rumors that gas prices are going to be going up, and I think this is a very important story for our listeners to check out.
Unfortunately, it's not rumors. We're already seeing gas prices go up. It seems like somebody sneezes and the oil market, all those traders who make ridiculous amounts of money at our expense, are finding excuses to drive the price up 50 cents a dollar, $20 a barrel. So that said, with the Mideastern turmoil again, with nobody knowing what's going to happen in Iraq, I think you're going to be seeing a lot of volatility in terms of oil prices in the coming months. We're already seeing that. So that said, people really should be thinking very, very carefully about what they do to make sure to hold down fuel prices, fuel bills, I should say. Here's a good thing, Bob. You can do very well in the summer. You know, in the wintertime, you burn more gas, plain and simple. Traffic's worse. The roads are worse. You need more time to warm up your car. So your engine isn't going to operate as efficiently. In the summer, you can do much better, but you have to be careful. For one thing, you can waste 20% or more of your fuel simply by overusing your air conditioning system. A lot of people jump into the car on a hot day, close the doors, and hit the max AC button.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the fastest ways to burn fuel, because the car hasn't warmed up, the engine hasn't warmed up, while the cabin hasn't cooled off. One of the first things you do if it's not a 110 degree day out in Arizona, roll the windows down. Let the car ventilate, which will bring the temperature down much faster than it will if you simply put the max AC on in a closed car, and you'll save a lot of money right there. On the other hand, when you start driving, it's not bad to leave your windows open if you are driving around town 20, 30 miles an hour. But the aerodynamics of today's vehicles is so good, and it's designed to have all the windows closed. So if you're on the freeway with your windows open, you again may be burning 20, 30% more fuel than you would with the windows closed, even with the air conditioning on. So let the car cool off in the cabin. Let the engine warm up, which won't take very long. Then turn the air conditioning on, and then if you're on the freeway, roll the windows up. A couple other tips, check your tire pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Tire pressure, I don't care whether it's hot, cold, or just an average spring day. If your tires are underinflated, you will not only burn more fuel, but you have the risk of a blowout. And we've seen problems with a number of makers. Remember the old Explorer problem. When tires are underinflated, you're more likely to have a blowout, and your handling goes down. So in many cases, you can do the right thing and improve your handling, improve the life of your tires, and be more comfortable and save fuel at the same time.
excellent suggestions, and folks can check out the complete article at thedetroitbureau.com. Paul, as we mentioned at the top when we were talking about General Motors and all the problems surrounding recalls, but one thing that you brought up was the departure of a lot of different people involved in that recall, a lot of firings, and a lot of people being penalized at GM. But another interesting trend is over at Cadillac, where we're seeing a lot of executives moving around and leaving the brand. And it's kind of surprising because Cadillac, for the most part, has certainly done a wonderful job of reinventing itself over the last decade or so. And Cadillac right now, I think, is sitting pretty good.
It's a really strange story, Bob. Cadillac is a brand that has done a lot of the right things. In many ways, Cadillac was one of the first brands at GM to say, hey, you know what, we can do better. They came out with that CTS and a few other vehicles, but then they made a few mistakes. You may recall the last generation STS didn't get it right, and the XLR, which was that little sports car, didn't get it right. So they've made some mistakes, but right now they probably have one of the best product lineups in their history. There's a few gaps. They need a compact crossover. They could use a flagship vehicle. The XTS is a good vehicle, but not quite right for the Cadillac brand. In fact, some of their people have told me that it won't be renewed, that there will be something else to fill its gap that's more in line with the CTS. The new CTS is a great car. It's larger. It takes on the 5 Series. You've got the 3 Series that is doing a good job of taking on the BMW 3, the ATS, which takes on the 3, I should say. So there's an awful lot of stuff from Caddy. And yet what's weird is that their sales, particularly of both the XTS and the ATS, have plunged at a time when the rest of General Motors and the auto industry as a whole are showing some of the strongest sales that we've seen in a decade. What's wrong? Is it the product, or is it maybe Cadillac's just lost its way in terms of marketing? I hate to say it. I think the marketing may be part of the problem. GM apparently agrees because they just booted their third marketing, sales and marketing guy in 2 years, Mr. Peffer, who they brought in from Nissan. He's gone, supposedly for quote-unquote personal reasons, but we all know what that normally means. So it's going to be an interesting challenge to see if Cadillac can turn itself back around. Right now, they've got problems.
Well, Paul, it's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you, and we'll get you back with us real soon. Thanks for your time today.
Hey, it's been my pleasure as always.
Everybody check out thedetroitbureau.com. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.